time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Leanne Saldivar and Megan Marshall with the Boys and Girls Club. And the Boys and Girls Club, if you haven't heard recently, they're looking for a home. We got to find these guys a home, and there's a lot that's tied into it, and a lot that's tied into good things for the county that they need to find a home for this place to be. Leanne and Megan, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So let's start off right out of the gate with Leanne. Now, you are a member of the Salt Lake chapter, correct?
Correct. I'm president of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Salt Lake. We have 7 locations, and the Price Club is one of them.
Is one of them. And Megan, we were just discussing off the air, you're the one that kickstarted it all, right?
Yes, this is my baby.
12 or 13 years ago?
Yeah, if you can believe it.
Wow. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
Really. I know.
So here's the rundown really quick. The Senior Citizen Center has been sold. The county sold it. And that's has housed the Boys and Girls Club for the last forever, really.
Yeah.
How long have they been in that just that location?
I want to say at least 4 or 5 years.
And so now we're in need of a new location.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll turn the time over to Leanne, and she can kind of tell you what they're going to be looking for and what really the Boys and Girls Club is needing right now. Leanne, go ahead and take it away.
Sure. Well, we certainly have been appreciative of the generosity of the county and the commissioners. Having a location that is provided at no cost to the Boys and Girls Club is just an outstanding partnership that we've enjoyed all these years. And we understand the need of the county to move on and do what they needed to do with that building. But we certainly cannot lose this amenity for these kids. It means a great deal to the families and the kids we serve. We have over 250 kids enrolled in the center every year. We see on average of 45 to somewhere around 70, 75 kids a day, depending on the season. We serve kids from first grade clear through high school, and that's our job, is to get kids successfully through school, graduated on time, with a plan for what they're going to do after college. And we need the space to do that in, and we don't want to see that program die in Carbon County.
And what you were saying is if the Boys and Girls Club kind of goes away, that's 9 jobs. That's 9 people that are out of work. That's, did you say 250 kids? Is that a week or is that a month or is that just
That's what our annual enrollment typically is that join the club. And, you know, for working parents or lower income parents, even though there's no criteria for membership, any kid can join the club. It's a very affordable option for parents who have challenges helping their kids find positive, productive things to do in their out-of-school time. And so kids can join the club for $20 a year and come every single day. They get a healthy snack. They get help with their homework. They have fun. They do enriching programs. We do a great number of prevention programs. And so I say this a lot, but what our kids say is that the club is their home away from home. Mm-hmm. And for many kids, it certainly is. So not only is it our 8 or 9 staff members, but for families who rely on us for this service, it keeps working people at work when they know their kids are safe and have somewhere positive and productive to be. And we're helping them get their homework done and we're feeding them a lot of the times. And so that just takes a big burden off of parents who may be struggling as well.
Okay. Now, as far as buildings, you've been here today looking at some. But what are you looking for in particular as far as space and that kind of thing? What kind of a building are you looking for? What do you need?
Sure. So it's hard to kind of estimate exactly the square footage, but we do need large open space, games room style space for pool tables, ping pong, that kind of thing, and sort of multiple gathering classroom type spaces. We have a technology lab. We do a number of small group and prevention programs. It's our space that we can have kids sit down and focus and do their homework. We store a lot of stuff. We have supplies.
Mm-hmm. Ideally, separating the teens.
Yes. And little kids and teens would love to have a single space where they can both be served, but they can't really interact together very effectively. Mm-hmm. So some sort of segregation for that is important. you know, some of the bigger, older Boys and Girls Clubs that we have their own gyms and their outdoor play space. But if that isn't feasible, having some level of proximity to those kind of amenities is helpful. You know, parents pick up and drop off type stuff. So we're looking for that kind of thing, and really just a safe environment that we can provide a high quality club experience.
Okay, so if there's anybody out there that knows of such a space or owns such a space, if they have one, how do they get in touch with you guys? Who do they need to contact?
Well, it certainly feels like Megan knows everybody in town. So certainly they can reach out to Megan.
Absolutely.
But I can always be reached at my office in Salt Lake. My phone number is 801-322-4411. Or anybody that's been affiliated with the board, the volunteers down here, they all know how to reach me too. So
you can go on the website, the bgca.org, and be directed to the local price chapter as well as our Facebook page.
All right. So, Megan, since you know everybody.
Apparently.
We're going to kind of give you the last word and kind of a, you know, a sales pitch, so to speak.
As far as pitching the club itself, I mean, the need is obvious. Anytime you speak to kids that aren't necessarily involved with sports activities at school or other organizations that really just need someplace else to go that's safe and fun, the Boys and Girls Club is that place. I'm a club kid myself. I was raised in a Boys and Girls Club in another state as a latchkey kid. I went home and there were no parents home. The Boys and Girls Club really had such a huge impact. I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for club. I owe Boys and Girls Club of America my entire college education because of the scholarship opportunities available to kids. I just can't sing its praises enough. It's definitely something that our community needs, and so that's why we need to find a new home.
All right, so if anybody knows of such a building, owns such a building, get a hold of Megan,
yes,
and she will kind of guide you in the right direction, okay? Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time out and coming in here today. We really appreciate it, and good luck.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank you.
The Boys and Girls Club is definitely something that is needed here in the area, and yeah, it'd be great. We need to find a place to keep these guys and have them have a home. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this interview, you can always go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.